of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
Talk, Gabe and me, sitting there in the office watching the wagons creak along outside the window. I guess we've about covered everything. Folks we'd known, old times. The only thing we didn't discuss was Gabe's retiring from sheriff. Anyhow, after I left him, I had supper and took a little stroll. Oh, it must have been about 9 o'clock when I got settled down for the night in my room in the Parker Hotel. The bed was real comfortable, a lot softer than those bunks out at Square Moon Ranch. Maybe that's why I had so much trouble dropping off to sleep. Yeah? Yeah, who is it?
Alf Crandall. You asleep, Britt?
Oh, no. Come on in, Al. I'll just get this lamp turned up. Here. There we are.
I didn't mean to wake you. Ned Parker told me you only turned in a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I'll pull up a chair. Yeah,
thanks. You know, I was looking for you this evening after supper.
Well, I went for a walk.
Oh?
You were right, Alf. Yellow Crest sure has changed. That's a fine new church going up there by the creek.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to find out a bit was whether you talked
to Gabe.
Lots of
new buildings over south, too. Mighty fancy houses there. Some of them look like they're going to be two stories high.
Great.
Over there. Yeah?
How'd he take it?
Why, how did he take what? You mean Gabe?
Well, who else would I mean? Well?
Well, I didn't tell him, Alf.
Huh?
I told you I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
I don't blame you, Britt. I shouldn't have asked you in the first place. It was my job.
I did kind of hint around once or twice, but I could see what it did to him. Just the idea of not being sheriff anymore. It's all he's got, Alf. He doesn't have a family and kids to worry about. Gabe's the sheriff at Yellow Crest, and if he ever stops being the sheriff, he won't be anything.
I know, Britt. I know, but what can we...
What's that?
The alarm bell. Must be a fire, I reckon. There's Mark Fawcett running down the street there. He'll know.
Doggone this window. Stuck tighter.
Mark! Mark, up here, Mark! What are they ringing the bell for?
Somebody robbed the bank!
The bank?
We're meeting over at the sheriff's office.
Guess it was bound to happen sooner or later, Britt.
Yeah. Hand me my pants, will you? The bell was still ringing when Alf and I rode up to Gabe's office. Everybody in town was heard of by now. There were 10 or 12 men standing around the streets, others coming up from all directions. Gabe was standing right by his horse, right in the middle of things, taking charge. Well, there wasn't much doubt about it. He was still sheriff of Yellow Crest.
Britt, you boys know Britt Ponsett, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what happened, Gabe?
Well, it was just an accident. I seen him. An accident, pure and simple. They was riding out of the alley from behind the bank, giving the horses a spur. Couldn't get a look at their faces, but the way they was riding, that made me suspicious.
Uh-huh.
So I thought maybe I ought to see if everything was all right at the bank. Went around to check. Back door was broke open. Wide open. People are scattered around inside. Jim Waterby's over there now trying to find out how much they took.
Didn't try to follow him, the outlaws.
Well, they was gone before I knew they was outlaws. Before I knew for certain, that is.
Yeah.
But I seen which way they headed. East.
Don't make sense, Gabe. They'd have to cross the Salt Flats if they went east.
Sure they were.
That's the way they went. Right toward the flats.
Well, you must have been a-seeing things. Man, to be a fool to strike out that way.
200 miles without a water hole.
Oh, I bet they turned off, went up in them hills.
Well, I'm the one who seen them, ain't I?
Yeah, sure. $2,500,
Gabe. That's what they stole.
Oh, that's so, Jim.
Sack of gold and a sack of currency. Yeah. $2,500 as close as I can figure it.
Well, boys, let's see if we can pick up the trail. Easy, Rusty, easy.
They'll determine to chase him out onto them flats.
Yeah, we want to catch him, don't we?
If we do, we got to use our heads, Gabe. Men smart enough to rob that bank ain't going to take a chance on dying out there in that salt. They'd go for the hills.
Mark is right, Gabe.
You tell me I can't believe my own eyes.
Well, it was pretty dark. Maybe you got confused. Maybe it looked like they was heading east.
Now, we're only wasting time arguing with him. Let's go.
I'm the sheriff of Yellow Crest. I'm running this posse, ain't I?
Gabe, we're riding toward the ridge.
All right. Come on, Rusty. Come on.
Gabe. Hey, Gabe.
You can't stop him, Brett. When he gets his mind set, nobody can stop him.
Guess this just proves we was right about Gabe. He ain't up to the job of being sheriff no more.
Yeah, I guess you're right, sure.
Okay, boys, I'll lead the way.
Yeah. Hey, come on, this Brett.
Oh, you've got enough man without me.
Search yourself.
I watched them wind along toward the rise of the purple hills west of town. After a couple of minutes, the night swallowed them up, and the hoofbeats trickled off into silence. All right, Scar, come on. I turned Scar east. It wasn't like Gabe to be stubborn about something as important as a bank robbery. Oh, I'll grant you, it didn't seem very sensible for a couple of bandits to take off across the salt flats. And Gabe's eyesight wasn't what it had been once, of course, but I just couldn't believe he'd be dead wrong. And Scar threw up his head when the smell of salt hit his nose. He sure didn't like the idea of walking out into it. Easy, boy, easy now. We're not going very far. Come on now. Nothing but white as far as you could see. Stretch out taut like a cavalry blanket. White salt picking up the moonlight and bouncing along ahead of us. The funny thing, though, there was only one set of hoof prints out there on the flats. Well, about 10 minutes later, I spotted Gabe. Whoa, boy. He wasn't riding very fast, so I slowed up. I figured it was just as well Gabe didn't see me. I didn't want him to think that I'd tagged along because I was worried about him, you know. And then the darndest thing happened. He swung his horse around and started backtracking. Here, boy, come on. I eased Scar over behind a couple of gray boulders so we'd be out of sight, and Gabe came right toward us. At first, I thought he knew where we were. Then he turned his horse again and walked him out in the salt. For a couple of minutes, I couldn't figure out what he was up to. It seemed to me like he was just wandering around, no purpose at all. And then the next thing that happened was even stranger yet. Gabe jerked his gun out of his holster and began firing. He wasn't aiming at anything. He, as far as I could see, he was just shooting up into the sky. Yeah, he left off two or three more shots and wheeled around and galloped past me on his way back to town. And I saw him reach in his saddlebags and bring out a couple of cloth sacks and hook them over his saddle horn. They were the kind of sacks banks used for carrying money. Yeah. Well, there just wasn't any doubt about it now. The story of that bank robbery was something Gabe had made up out of whole cloth. Oh, somebody had broken into the bank, all right. Well, it wasn't an outlaw, though. It was Gabe. Well, I waited over maybe 15 minutes. Then I heard the alarm bell start off again. Posse was pulled up in front of Gabe's office. Bell must have brought him out of the hills. Gabe was handing the cloth sacks to Jim Waterby. I pulled up just in time to hear the tail end of what he was saying.
I ain't sure I hit him, you understand. This gun of mine's been thrown a bit to the left lately. But when I started shooting, they dropped these here bags and went galloping off. By the time I stopped to pick up the money, I reckon that's what's in them. Well, them outlaws was just plumb out of sight. Yes, sir. I figure there wasn't much need of chasing them no further. Like as not, they'll never make it cross the salt anyway.
Now you did right, Gabe.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's all here. Every cent.
Hey, Rich, you hear what happened? Gabe caught up with the bandits, shot it out with them, and brung back what they stole.
Did he?
Yeah.
That don't seem possible. Them having a head start and all.
Well, you know Rusty when I give him his head.
Well, maybe the bandits was lost. Maybe they didn't know about them flats.
Yeah, I reckon they didn't. I reckon that's it.
If they knew where the bank was, they'd know about that salt.
That's right. What are you getting at, Mark?
I don't know. There's something funny about this. There's two of them, you said, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Two of them against you?
Well, what's so funny about that? Many's the time I shot it out with more than two men.
That's right out there, boys, and have a look around.
Well, whatever you say, Mark.
Sure.
Hold on a minute. I think maybe I can save you a trip.
Huh?
Yeah, the fact is, I was following Gabe.
Oh, boy,
yeah, I followed him right out onto the flats. And...
What?
Oh, I know you didn't see me, Gabe. I was behind you, but I could see you just plain as day.
Now, Britt, you got to let me...
You mean you've seen the gunfight, too?
Listen to me, Britt. Listen to me.
Was he telling the truth, Britt?
Yeah, that's right. Was he?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I never saw a fight like that before, not in my whole life.
Really?
What about the bandits, Britt? You get a chance to recognize them?
No. I'm afraid I didn't.
Didn't stick around, eh? Once Gabe started shooting?
No, I... Well, as a matter of fact, when Gabe was through shooting, well, it was like they hadn't even been there.
No.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was, all right. Just like they hadn't been there at all. I don't know how Gabe had found out that the town was talking about having a new sheriff. I guess he sort of sensed it, the way folks have been acting. Of course, after this holdup, well, they figured out maybe they could afford giving him a deputy. Jim Waterby, that's the banker, he put up part of the money, and then they didn't have much trouble raising the rest. I had a little talk with Gabe just before I left town. We didn't mention that night out on the flats, neither one of us. But he did give me his word that the next time there's any trouble, well, he'd let his deputy do a good share of the taking care of it. But the way things worked out, though, there haven't been any more robberies in Yellowcrest. Not one single solitary robbery. They say it's because of Sheriff Gabe. Outlaws just don't want to tangle with him. They all must have heard about what happened that time. A couple of them tried to hold up the Yellowcrest bank.
I wonder if you really know how much good you're doing every time you buy Christmas seals. Well, let me tell you something. Something I think will amaze you. It's simply this. Over 6 million lives have been saved in the fight against tuberculosis since the first Christmas seal was sold. In other words, what you actually buy when you buy Christmas seals is priceless protection for yourself, your family, and your community. So, please answer your Christmas seal letter today. The Six Shooter is an NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt, and the transcribed story is written by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture, The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Herb Vigran, John Stevenson, Lamont Johnson, Dal McKinnon, and Old Gabe was played by Bill Johnstone. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam. And the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. And now, from all of us who each week bring you The Six Shooter, a special salute to NBC-affiliated station WGBF, Evansville, Indiana, on the occasion of their 30th anniversary. Happy anniversary, WGBF, and best wishes to all of your listeners. This is Hal Gibney speaking. Tonight, hear Lily Palmer and Rex Harrison in the NBC Star Playhouse on the NBC Radio Network.